Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 15th of January 2018, and this is the 729th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm balancing my hat against the wind and also my phone against the wind, and a big bunch of flowers for one of our bell ringers who's turning 80. So I'm taking these flowers down to the tower, and I need to get a cake as well. And unfortunately, I've just discovered that the one remaining cake place I was thinking of is closed on Mondays, so I'm not sure what to do. A few years ago, it felt to me as if there were lots of little cake shops in Hobart, but they've all disappeared, and so I'm going in. I don't really want to be carrying a cake and flowers, so I hope I can deposit the flowers before I go on a cake hunt. We'll see how it goes. Otherwise, I might just have to get other goodies and just not the cake. So, yes, I'm going into town because it's a Qigong day, and then on to ringing. We're ringing early tonight because there's a concert in St. David's, and it's part of a festival called MOFO, which is it's run by the same people who have the wonderful museum, the art museum, that you go to on a ferry, and it's underground. It's a really amazing place, and in the summer they organise concerts, a music festival around Hobart and Launceston this year. So lots of activity about, and one of those activities is where we ring, but it's not us ringing. So we're going to have an early practice and then have a bit of a birthday party for our bell ringer. So I feel as if I'm having to get organised quite early. I'm not really wearing birthday party clothes, and it's supposed to be quite cold tonight. So although it's warm now, I've got a jumper tied round my waist and a sun hat. And I'll have to do various changeovers, I think, during the day. I've been very tired this morning. Almost all morning, but I did go out early for a walk, and it was beautiful, really beautiful. Sorry about the rustling, it's the paper. I don't know what's worse, the wind over the top of the mic or the paper that's rustling from the flowers, which is all I can use really to protect it from the wind. I wonder if this is usable at all. I'm glad no one can see me. I've sort of got flowers in front of my face. I'm also hoping I know the way so that I'm not going to crash into anything. Oh, I think my hat's going to blow off. I'm hoping this is just a gust, not an extended wind. Very good. There, that's a big karma, I think. I think I'll just turn my back on it for a moment and chat. Walk backwards. As I was saying, it was a very, very, well, it's a beautiful day, and it was a very beautiful morning. Get up early on Knocklofty. I went through a slightly different route. I've been experimenting quite a lot with not not hugely off-track routes, but just a little bit off-track. And today I found myself in a sort of bower with lots of fantail, little fantail birds around me. And the sun was at such an angle that it shone straight through their fanned tails, straight through the feathers of their tails. Really beautiful. It's the sort of thing that just feels like a complete unexpected treat. I can feel another gust coming, so I'm not quite sure when this podcast is going to make it to you, whether I'm going to have a little pause at any point. I have a feeling that I'm not, so it might be a late podcast. But meanwhile, it's very nice to be outside. I do feel a bit more woken up when I'm outside, but it was quite an effort this morning to get up the hill. I'm really looking forward to when the clocks change back, which is so that the things that I do online with other groups are not so late, and that means I can get to bed earlier, and it really helps me for the day. Oof. So more wind, more hat danger. I'm going to pause this now because I can either be immobile with my back to the wind or walk into town. And I think at the moment, walking into town is probably more important so that I can get these flowers into shelter so they don't actually lose their heads. It's a sort of pale purple and white bunch of lots and lots of different flowers, but similar colours and green. So I shall talk to you a little bit later. I hope you can enjoy the sunshine, those of you who are in darker climates or cooler climates at the moment. Hello, I'm back again. Sorry. And I've got a frog in my throat. I'm back home again after a very, very long day. I've just poured myself a bath. And actually, as I just said that, the pouring bit made me think that maybe I should pour myself a gin and tonic. But I've poured myself a bath, and I'm about to sink into it. I had a lot of running about trying to find a cake and also carrying things to the cathedral and then up the tower and then going out again to get the next thing. And I had Qigong in the middle, but everything was very, very tightly packed. So I didn't have a moment to talk to you in between, and I thought that might happen. So this might be a bit of a late podcast. I think I'll probably get it out before 10 p.m, but not before that. It's still light outside. It's after 9, and it's still light outside. It feels very odd. And we had a lovely birthday party. It was much bigger than I expected because we had three ringers from four visitors, as well as the band. But it was a great celebration to be celebrating the first female ringer in Tasmania and the difficulties she had to get. To begin ringing, she wanted to ring. She was when she was a
teenager in the 1960s. No, she can't have been a teenager in the 1960s. I'm just trying to think. Anyway, she began ringing in the 1960s. She rang the Carillon before that, but not the real bells, because the Dean said that he wouldn't have women in the tower because ringing would interfere with their reproductive capacities. And eventually a group of young female ringers and their mothers, I think, went to a gynecologist to get some sort of confirmation that it was all right to ring. And he came up to the tower and to watch them ring, to watch the ringing, to see what was physically involved in ringing, and said that it would be perfectly all right for women to ring. But it was still, they still had to wait until there was a new dean before they were allowed to ring. So she's a sort of veteran female ringer. So it was good. It was a very rushed and exhausting day, but the party part of it went really well. And we did quite a bit of ringing as well. So it was a good evening. But now I am really ready for the sack. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to breathe a bit more than I have, and that you or your nearest and dearest, or both of those things, have had some pleasure today. Thank you again for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.